Let's say God loves you, Jesus loves you to the person next to you. So we continue to look at the Word of God. Yeah, we finished the Joshua last week. And I will start the introduction of the Judges. The reason for collapsing right in front of the finishing line. So as I always say, that when you read a Bible, you should look every part of the Bible without overlooking or missing. From the Exodus to the Joshua is a very brilliant part. The very bright history of the Israel. So if you look whole books of the Bible, it's not that many part of the bright peak history. So that's why you mostly found lots of repeat. So we don't want to look at the dark side of the Bible. We want to look at the pride of the history in the Bible. There is an intention, there is a God record all this dark side of the history as well as the bright history. So if you say Exodus and Mount Sinai and conquest of the Canaan are the high splendid peak of the history and a brilliant part of the blessing and the grace and the book of the Judges we have a look through today is a dark side of the history and something you want to hide and don't want to look at. So as we always go through the introduction of each book, we'll have a look to when is it written and where is it written and what is written about. So when is after conquest of the Canaan and where in the land of promise in all part of Canaan, every part of the Canaan, and what is how we live a life of mission as a holy priesthood, and who wrote, and we just expecting the time is written of end of the Judges before the Samuel appear, but it's actually no one knows who wrote it. So the story of Judges are the failure of the Israelites who must live a life of mission as a holy priestly country. But people are gradually forgetting God's command and promise and start worshiping idol and then being oppressed and punished by other nations like a covenant of the Deuteronomy. So they called for the gods to repent, and God redeemed them from the crisis by sending a judge. So when peace comes, they forget God again, which is forgetting, and run to idol, which is sinning. So discipline, repentance, salvation, and forgetting. This kind of circle you can find is repeating over 6 to 7 times over 340 to 660 years after settlement of Canaan in the Judges. So this is the diagram you can see in the screen is what actually explaining about. The scene in front of God, judgment, repent, deliverance, and forgetting. The judges in the Bible has more roles as well as judging. So in Hebrew word, shopetim, it not only mean defend justice and resolve conflict, but also has a meaning of liberate or save. The judges of the age first to save the people from the oppression of other nations And then they ruled and enforced the justice. So the judges who had been called to this crisis in the book of Judges, 15 judges, from the first Othniel to the last Samuel. So you heard about a last Samson, and you know, Eli and Samuel, everyone knows Samuel. So the Abimelech, the son of the Gideon, is not even regarded as a judge, because they killed all his brothers, siblings. So Eli, just right before the Samuel, also he was a high priest, and his two of the sons were seen in front of God and judged to death. So some of the people want to get rid of him out of the judges. So in the Exodus, Moses was the leader of the people, and in the Canaanite conquest war, Joshua became the leader of the people. But after conquering the land of Canaan, no one represents a nation. Because by the conquest of the Canaan, God has fully accomplished his covenant to Israel. So now the people of Israel have to live as a covenant people of God. So there are no following leader for the nation after Joshua. The reason why is that God is governing each person by himself, not by raising another leader for the nation according to the law he has given to Israel. So we are on the screen there, he's going through the generation, the period, the area, the age of the period. So age classification of the Bible from the beginning of the mankind, which is prehistory time, and the time of patriarchal, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the slavery in the Egypt at the time of Exodus, and the time of wandering, the time of conquest, the time of judges, and the royal era. So from the beginning until the kingdom started, it was a theocracy, which God governed directly. So God did not put a man over the people to rule, but when Israel needed a role, he chose an obedient person like Abraham, Moses, Joshua. It was life God directly leads and governs, the way God governs. From the beginning of Genesis, people who have a free will were given the minimum law and regulation so that their freedom will not be infringed by the law. It was a way to enable human to live up to the value voluntarily. So in other words, it is the method of God's reign for the man to live by faith in the law and the ordinance. But why are people getting so depraved and corrupted in spite of God's ruling? So we just gone through the overview, and if you do not have such an overview, you may not understand the scripture as it means. So your understanding may remain very shallow at the story of the Samson. So if I say more critically, many false teachers, they call themselves as an evangelist, often use the scripture of the Gideon and 300 warriors to encourage a building fund, which is totally different from the meaning of the scripture, the lesson we can learn from the judges. And one of the judges, chapter vows vainly and sacrifices his daughter, which is also against the nature of the God. That often used as an example, we shouldn't vow vainly to the God, but which is totally wrong teaching. The Judges is a very important book. Since the church have been searching for only blessing in the Bible, they have lost their sense of what the church and Christians should live for in the world. They live in the same level of lives as the time of Judges in the 21st century. The Bible is not a treasure map. It is God's word that makes us live with holy mission, not just pursuing blessing and stability. By studying Judges, though it may be dark story and dark age of Old Testament and darkest story, so we will be able to have an insight how to live this day. So we can find lots of similarity today's our life and today's churches, which we can find in the book of Judges. So the Bible is to be seen as a historical perspective because the Bible is a history of the promise. So the story of Bibles are not collection of short stories, which their own themes. Even though names and the time and the main character written in each book of the Bible are different, they are all related and centered by the Leviticus and Deuteronomy. So this is the reason that I emphasize core value of the Old Testament is the Leviticus and Deuteronomy, because they are the command and promise about how God's people should live. So not like Egyptian nor Canaanite, but the standard value and the purpose of life as God's command and the promise to live like a light and salt in the world. So the Bible continued to write down historically how this promise and command is being kept. And the consequence of disobedience to this covenant is suffering and destruction, as of the written in Deuteronomy chapter 28. However, God sent the prophet who are messenger to make people to repent and come back to God. Because our God is a loving God. He just not leave his children in the death. He put all his effort to bring all these children, his children, back to him. That's why he sent the messenger, the prophet. So what is written by the prophet is a book of prophecy. So last Wednesday we shared some of the testimony of obedient people, and written about what God has done into their life. It's a poetry. So it is all of the Bible, how the Leviticus, which God's command and promise are being fulfilled. So when you attend the church, the most important thing is which way you taking. So are you on the way which God have told you in the Bible? So doing good or evil may be important, but it's not determined you are saved or not saved. In the case of the right side of the robbery, he was a very bad man, evil man, but he was saved. So the most important thing is whether you are on the right way or not. So how can we live according to God's will if we do not know what we should do and what we shouldn't? So the church in New Testament age is not different from the church in Old Testament. The same principles apply even today and in the Old Testament days. So we need to get the insight to live according to the word of God and get the wisdom from the judges. So when you are living a single life, and after you marry, it cannot be the same. Because you are now a bride of Jesus Christ by the covenant. Before, we were the children of darkness. But after you receive Jesus as a Savior, you became a bride of Jesus Christ. That's why you must live in the joy and rejoicing of God in the boundary of covenant, keeping the promise and covenant. So the most important thing for the faithful life is to know what God commands and promises. But we still often find the people in the church even still they are pursuing the God who they want to. So we are not pursuing the legalism. We are trying to find the intention of the God and His heart in the Bible. So Exodus chapter 19 verse 5 said, "Now if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own people. The whole earth is mine, but you will be my chosen people." So it is not what I'm saying, because this is what God said and commanded. After they conquering the land of the Canaan, they could live according to the word of God, according to the covenant, at the peak, splendid part of their life and blessing. But why they live dark age rather than living pinnacles of blessing and enjoy greatest prime and fulfill the mission? First, they obeyed only 90% to God's command. After the occupation of Canaan, the whole nation was not one, centered on one leader, as in the days of Moses and Joshua. It was scattered by 12 tribes. It can be seen as a state of local government. In this form, military forces are dispersed. When they had to gather together as a nation, they could not be united each other, and the opinion could be divided according to their interests. But after God had given Joshua the final mission of each tribe, and he said that he would judge Canaan and fight in the battle which is entrusted by each tribe. However, I see strange conclusion when fighting in each of these tribal war. In the case of tribe of Judah, which is the most leading tribe, Judges chapter 1 verse 19, "The Lord helped the people of Judah, and they took possession of hill country, but they did not capture Gaza, Ashkelon, Ekron, with their surrounding territories. These people living along the coast had iron chariots, and so the people of Judah were not able to drive them out." God said to Joshua that I have given you and all my people the entire land that you will be marching over. Is it except the place where the iron chariots were? The tribe of Judah was a very strong, one of the most strong tribe among the tribe of Israel. However, this tribe did 90% obedient during the conquest of Canaan. In the last part of chapter 1 is a listing, not just the tribe of Judah, but the most of the 12 tribes compromised in the mission. The Canaanites would have resisted with all of their strength. Of course, it must be difficult to destroy completely, but because God had promised, if they did not give up, they could win and complete the mission. But however, they decide to slave them end of the war. They might be think about slave them to develop the field and order them to do, carry them to do hard work. So as a result, they became to live together with the Canaanites, who they had to utterly destroy. The survived Canaanites did not seem to repent and become a people of God. Although they may have lived under ruling of Israel, they would have maintained their lives, their values, and their customs. When people live together, not only learn good things, but learn bad things as well. So the culture that follows instincts and greediness, tempting the house of Israel to live a life of self-centered by the instinction and greediness. Things like a Baal war, events of Balaam have begun to happen. So you remember the Balaam war's incidents, events when the tribe of the Simeon almost dead because of the sin they crossed marriage and had a woman of the other tribes. So Israel did not obey the word of God and drove out 100%. They became to live together with sin. It seems that the culture of Canaan, which at first seemed to be a slave and would assimilate Israel. So one drop of poison is enough to kill a person. The sin is fatal, regardless its size, small or big. So no matter how small a sin is, if it grows in a man, it kills a person. It's like the hook of the fishing rod. The small hook of the fishing rod, once you catch a fish, end up it kill the fish. So because the people of Israel could not fully obey God's word, they live with sin and eventually be assimilated into the sinful culture. When a person frequently meets with each other, the person is assimilated and resembled, became to like each other. When people spend a long time together, even try not to be like each other, but most of them became to like each other. Way of speaking, way of thinking, even the personality, if people live together, they will resemble with each other without effort. We spend 168 hours in a week, among which we spend the majority of time to live in the world. In spiritual work, we spend only 3 to 4 hours a week, and you live in a world for over 160 hours. So what chance you have more to be assimilated and resembled So who will be like? There is a Chinese proverb, people who are close to the red color are tinged with red, while those who are close to the black ink are tinged with black. If you are with a good person, you tend to become good. When you are with an evil person, you tend to become bad. The people are much more likely to be assimilated with long-stay ones. The more dangerous people are not assimilating toward good. We have a tendency to assimilate it toward the bad side, which follow instinct and desire to live. So when a lazy man and diligent man are together, they are turning into diligent. They are not turning into diligent, but lazy. So therefore, we must reduce the time of living with the world and increase the amount of time we live with the world. Word of God. So as I said, the tithing of a day. So invest about 2 hours. Otherwise, at least invest 1 hour a day, so that we can gain a healthy spiritual strength to live by the power of the word, without forgetting the word of God. So the reason why the Israelites who occupied the land of Canaan as a holy priestly nation of God fell down in the mission field as a result of rough finishing. The first mission of God conquering the Canaan. The seed of sin left grew back to huge enemy. Second, generation include Joshua, who have experienced the grace of conquering the Canaan, have failed to plant the heart of God in their children and their life. The problem of education is not easy. Wherever the covenant of God is established, emphasize the education of communicating the will of God correctly. The word Moses spoke when he lived 120 years of life to the generation, Shema Israel, which is a listen Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6 said, never forget these commands that I am giving you today. Teach them to your children. Repeat them when you are at home and when you are away, when you are resting and when you are working. Tie them on your arms and wear them on your forehead as a reminder. Write them on the doorpost of your houses and on your gates. There is a covenant in the Bible and there is a command, which means that covenant must be followed and the command must be kept. God clearly commands that teach your children diligently. But when you educate your children, once you talk, once you show up, once you demonstrate, it doesn't work. So when you repeat and repeat over and over again, it is barely established as a habit to the body of your children. So if the parents do not show consistent life sincerely, they cannot be planted to children's life. All human beings have a sinful nature of refusing and rebelling against the word of God. So if we do not live a life of example, according to the word, children's future will become the time of judges. The lack of education of Bible will appear the time goes by as the appearance of the monster like a Delilah, or the Goliath. So So in the New Testament, even Jesus also commanded strongly in the place of ascending to heaven, learning and teaching God's word and will is not the choice, but the most important mission and the purpose of the being that all the churches and Christians in the world must fulfill. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus drew near and said to them, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go then to all people everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I will be with you always to the end of the age. Jesus did not tell you to emphasize only one part, and he commanded you to teach and obey everything. The covenant of God, the Bible as a whole, the orders to teach the next generation. Teaching someone is the responsibility. Being responsible to someone else. If you do not take this responsibility of sharing the word of God and this mission, and you are a very selfish religious person, just to know the Bible as an information. So healthy Christians are never alone, they are together. They are part of the body of the Christ and are in the position to take on the responsibility of learning and teaching each other. Do not think that it is the right, faithful life to live without damaging others or hurting others. The most important command that God gives to the Christians through the Bible is that they must learn the word of God rightly and teach the word correctly. There is a word, the rich do not pass more than three generations. Why? The parents made a lot of money out of their effort, but they did not give them the spirit, humility, and the hard working of making money. They did not truly obey like Israel. Likewise, Joshua and generation who have experienced the works of God die without educating their children, their follower, their descendant, and the next generation destroyed in the land of the blessing, land of promise. The education of God is harder because it's a value education that conveys the mind of God. Not education of the knowledge and intelligence. But we must not stop sweating and investing in education that convey the mind of God. God wants this truth from the Moses to be known by Joshua and the next generation. That's why if you look at the Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 10 to 13, said, He commanded them at the end of every 7 years, when the year that debts are canceled comes around, read this aloud at the festival of shelter. Read it to the people of Israel when they come to worship the Lord your God at the one place of worship. Call together all the men and women and the children and the foreigners who live in your town, so that everyone may hear it and learn to honor the Lord your God and to obey his teaching faithfully. In this way, your descendants who have never heard the law of the Lord your God, will hear it. And so they will learn to obey him as long as they live in the land that you are about to occupy across the Jordan, All the people are gathered to the place appointed by the Lord your God, and all the male and female children. And the promise with this God, the word of God to be read and explain the whole statute, and to learn to fear the law, to know the sincerity of God. The generation of the conquering world, because they had a direct experience of God, they served God sincerely and faithfully. But problem it was the following generation, because they had no experience of God and His work. It is more important to have a mission in the career, mission in the occupation. But people just thinking about their career and their occupation. What kind of job I want to have in the future? That's why our church always have a time of the equip, because the direction is more important. So always checking up the direction. So from following week, the following 4 weeks, we will have the equip time on Thursday night. So I want every one of you attend on Thursday. So I wish we don't follow the steps of the judges period. I want you to follow the period times of the Joshua, during the conquering time. So we need to know that what is the purpose and the vision of the church, which it tells in the Bible. We cannot ask the church what we want to have, what we wish to have. So it's prior to know that what's the vision of the church during the equip time to be the body of the Christ together and carry His mission together. So after today, we have the welcome party for the newcomers. The reason we're having the welcome party is to introduce our vision and the mission we have. The things we need to know is that God is not manipulating us by force. He treats us as a person. So when you pray, oh God, change me and use me by your force, it's not the right prayer. Because God asks you to obey and you say, God, you change me. You don't want to obey anything and you just ask God to change yourself. That is actually wrong prayer if you know the word correctly. What can change your heart and make yourself to obey is yourself. So there are many misunderstandings about being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not you having a prayer 24 hours and manipulated by some other strange feeling. The holy life, livelihood, holy priesthood is your determination to live according to the word of God, no matter how much it costs you, and even though there are disadvantages, you willingly, voluntarily determine to live for the kingdom of God. So being filled with the Holy Spirit is not the status of something you cannot control. It's not led by some other strange power. That is the misunderstanding of the filled with Holy Spirit. Being filled with Holy Spirit is to live according to the word of God. So because there's many false teaching and wrong teaching, people think it's something, being filled with Holy Spirit is something emotionally you are heated. So even though people going the right faithful path get confused whether they are in a right faithful life or not. So faithful life is not the feeling. I'm not denying God give us such a feeling, but there are more important things than the feeling. Whether you take a step on the way God given you. Sometimes you can be dry emotionally, but God wants the relationship in person and waiting for you voluntarily obey. It's not just shouting and calling Him out with all your desperate heart, with loud music. The word should be based. So the reason they fail, first thing, they didn't obey 100%. Second thing, they failed to pass on to following generation. So after sign and wonders, your faithful life should live according to the word of God and pay the cost. So in the Judges period, the Israelites were not interested in living according to the word of God and live a life and soul, and living a priesthood and paying the cost and sweating for the mission. So rather than obey to the word of God and live accordingly, Israel wanted to use God for their purpose. Because it is written on Judges chapter 21 and 25 said, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. It's not the matter of that there was a king or not. The matter was they forgot the mission, a mission for the calling. Number 7 is a perfect number in Hebrew. So it's a repeating the 7 time has a meaning. It gives us a lesson. So while you're living in Australia and your career is developed, your English is improved, but are you on the right track? Do you have a plan how you're going to use this ability and your career for the kingdom of God? Do you have a plan to use your English ability or your career ability, your professionality? Do you have the plan for the kingdom of God? And do you have a plan to use for the mission of God? So, I wish you to develop the spirituality as well as your professionality. Let's pray.